There was basically a study done way back, and I think it was back as far as 2019, and it gathered data for 4 years between 2020 and 2024. Now, when that monitoring was done, I hoped we'd have a clear picture as to what's happening with our coastline here. But unfortunately, the way the data was collected, it's described as raw data. And unfortunately, the council haven't got, aren't able to analyse that data in the way that it's been presented, you know. So we've had to seek funding, and, you know, we sought funding several months ago. So I was seeking an update today. As I said in the meeting, you know, we can't wait, you know, coastal erosion doesn't wait. And we need to make sure that if we have an issue, that we've got the right things in place to counteract it, you know, do as much as we can to prevent coastal erosion. But when we have data that we can't even read and we need funding to actually read it, I think, you know, it's beyond belief, to be honest, that we're at this stage where we can't even read the data we've collected in the hope of finding solutions.
Yeah, and as you say, without putting that into context, you don't know exactly where to look to even combat the coastal erosion.
Well, this is it. Coastal erosion is a very serious issue, you know, and, you know, there's businesses there locally that are concerned, you know, about, you know, how long it's going to take before erosion maybe happens. So this monitoring was very, very important, but I don't see the point of doing monitoring if we can't get the results from it. You know, so the council have had to seek to get funding to get some that analysed, and I'm keeping pushing to make sure that, you know, we get this data so as we can push forward and do what needs to be done to protect our coastline.